Democratic Governor Laura Kelly made her move, vetoing a tax relief bill backed by the state's powerful business lobby. Lawmakers, reporters, and lobbyists have been expecting GOP leaders to strike back with an override attempt, but it hasn't happened. The reason, says Republican Senator Karen Tyson, is pretty simple.
I'm not sure that the votes are there for the override right now.
Without the tax relief measure, Republican leaders say multinational corporations with operations in Kansas will have to pay state taxes on their overseas earnings. That, they say, could cost jobs. But Kelly says the state can't afford the tax breaks, which would cost approximately $500 million in lost revenue over the next 4 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.